Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So before I ask you about this new report that's come out from Uber, do I understand that you have firsthand experience dealing with Uber in the courtroom? Tell me about your involvement with them from a legal standpoint.
Yes, I have handled a number of civil lawsuits involving monetary damage claims against both Uber and Lyft, involving both men and women who were sexually assaulted and or violently assaulted over the years.
How have most of those turned out? What's the outcome been?
Well, most of those end up resolving one way or the other, and that's about all I can say about it. I cannot say that any matter has gone to trial.
Fair enough. So when Uber comes out with this safety report, Quentin, and they say that out of the 1.3 billion rides last year, there were roughly 3,000 sexual assaults, do you believe those numbers are accurate?
Well, you begin with the premise that Uber has been criticized for years, as has Lyft, for not publicly releasing this data. And that came into clear relief when CNN did a whole series of reports back in April of 2018 that documented repeated and consistent instances of Uber drivers raping and sexually assaulting their passengers. And it's been almost 2 years now since that report, and in spite of the continuing criticism over the years, this is the first time either Uber or Lyft has released publicly this kind of data. Lyft promised it last year, and they say, and they confirm Thursday, that they, quote, remain committed to releasing a report, but they have still not said when they are going to release it. You have to understand that, you know, Uber's CEO was quoted as saying, well, people might be surprised at how rare these incidents are. But you have to remember, these are just the instances in Uber's database. Rape and sexual assault is the most underreported crime. So we have to understand and recognize that we're looking at the tip of the iceberg. There recently were some very disturbing reports about Uber, claiming from people who were former employees that they dissuade the passengers when they call about a sexual assault from going to the police, that they themselves, Uber, do not report these instances to the police, and that Uber has a so-called three strikes policy. I can be an Uber driver, I can be accused of sexual assault once, twice, and it's not until the third time that I'm taken off my beat, if you will. And so most of us would not willingly entrust our daughters or wives or loved ones or ourselves into the hands of someone who had previously been accused not once but twice of sexual assault, locked in a car one-on-one with them.
Quentin, do you believe that the release of this report in the case of Uber is an acknowledgement, one, they realize how serious this problem is, and two, that they are going to take additional steps to address it?
Well, we can't know. Uber and Lyft both have made many promises over the years. The one big step neither one has agreed to do, and everyone agrees, including the FBI, it's the gold standard of criminal record checks, is fingerprints. I don't know why, whether it's expense or other reason, they will not agree and have not agreed to do that. And until you are fingerprinting each and every driver, which, by the way, is a basic step required by most cities of taxi cab drivers, but Uber and Lyft have lobbied against that. In Texas here, they helped pass a bill a couple of years ago that essentially forbids cities such as Austin, Texas, who had required this, and Houston, who had required this, from requiring Uber drivers to be fingerprinted to have their criminal records checked. Why? You have to ask yourself, why Why don't they agree to that? Cab drivers have to have that. The presumption when we jump in an Uber is, oh, it's no more dangerous than a cab. I would argue it is more dangerous than a cab because they're not fingerprinted, and cab drivers, at least in most cities, are fingerprinted.
Is this something you would encourage state lawmakers to revisit?
Absolutely. The statute, the law that we have on the books in Texas was written by and for Uber and Lyft to protect them. It only requires that they do what they are already doing, nothing more. And so the tail is wagging the dog. The fox is guarding the hen house. There should be meaningful regulation. Our legislators, who are supposed to represent us, not Uber and Lyft, should be looking out for our safety and should be requiring that these companies take basic common sense safety precautions, such as fingerprinting their drivers, such as mandatory reporting. When a customer reports a rape to Uber, Uber should by law be required to report that to the police. That is not happening right now. And in fact, insiders say at Uber, at least, the Uber phone call people on the hotline actively dissuade the passengers. That's the claim. I can't know whether that's true, but that's the claim. So I believe there needs to be meaningful regulation that requires these things, and we cannot rely on the profit motive alone. These companies are basically regulating themselves right now, and that means no regulation. And they've said, well, we've had 3,000 sexual assaults out of over a billion rides, but that's 8 sexual assaults a day. And if you're the victim, or it's your wife or your daughter, that's 8 too many. That's 1 too many. Even 1 preventable one is 1 too many.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.